Beloved radio friends, we greet you once more in the precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you a very earnest invitation to meditate with us upon the future prophetic program of God in relation to His people Israel. We have touched upon the fact the Word of God states definitely there will be a national resurrection of that people. There will also be, according to what we are presently studying, a time of greatest trouble, which shall never be equal, whether before or even after that event. We have seen from the Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy that Moses foretold that trouble. We also learn from the great prophecy of the weeping prophet, Jeremiah, in chapter 30, that it was to be called, and is called in the scripture, the day of Jacob's trouble. We also learned that Ezekiel the prophet foretells of that coming period of great trouble. But may we also reemphasize that in every scripture there is the assurance that that period of the greatest trouble will bring Israel into their period of greatest blessing and national glory. Today we continue in the theme of Israel's greatest time of trouble by reading in the book of Daniel chapter 12 the words of the prophet as they were told to him by God. Chapter 12 of the book of Daniel and verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. These again are the words of God, and spoken to Daniel. Now if you read the context of this scripture in the book of Daniel, particularly the chapters preceding it, beginning with chapter 9 and going through chapter 10 and 11, you will find that the great heart of the beloved prophet was concerned regarding God's future plans for His earthly people, together with the city of Jerusalem and the restoration of the worship of Jehovah. And you will also find that in answer to the prophet's prayer, God sends Gabriel, a mighty angel, to give these words of revelation concerning the future of His beloved people. We have in our verse of chapter 12 and verse 1 mentioned Michael coming to stand up as a great prince for the children of Israel. Now specifically, you will find that it is Michael the archangel that is related to the children of Israel as a nation in God's dealings with them. In relation to Daniel, who was calling upon God and praying to God, God reveals in chapter 10 and verse 13 regarding Michael, as well as in verse 21 of the same chapter. For Gabriel, the great angel who was sent to reveal God's will to Daniel, Gabriel found intervention by the emissaries of Satan and the unseen spiritual princes of the host of evil. And it was Michael who came for the deliverance of Gabriel, who was to bring the message to Daniel. So in our 12th chapter in the first verse which we have read, we recognize that Michael, who is the great prince of God, the archangel, has special relationship to the people of Israel. But now note, Michael will not only be intervening in the unseen realm of the hosts around us in that coming day of Israel's trouble, but may I point out what we are emphasizing That period referred to is to be Israel's greatest time of trouble. Now, note specifically the words spoken to Daniel. There shall be a time of trouble. We cannot indeed pass by the emphasis that we are making, that it will be a time of unequal trouble, unparalleled in the history of Israel. But note what the prophet is told. That time of trouble will be such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. Beloved, we cannot indeed reemphasize the fact that we are making that Israel is yet to pass as a nation through that period of greatest trouble. Now, may I state specifically, though they have gone through great suffering, tremendous troubles, as well as hatred and persecution from the very nations of the earth where they have been scattered among, yet the scriptures very definitely link a time of unprecedented danger and trouble yet to be their portion. Now you may wonder why we emphasize it as being future. Beloved, we repeat with no apology for our repetition. What we have been reading, whether in Deuteronomy, whether in Jeremiah, whether in Ezekiel, and now in Daniel, refers to a time of trouble that through this period will bring them into the time of their greatest glory and blessing. You will find that these specific scriptures are linked definitely by the fact it brings them into the blessing of Jehovah. And we know from the history of Israel, the blessing of Jehovah has not yet come in its fullness and in the completion of the prophetic word for the nation of Israel. But Daniel is told that it will be a time of trouble that will never have been equal before upon the earth. And then Daniel goes on to declare, at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. As you read the prophecy of Daniel in this 12th chapter, we can and we should recognize that this again is telling to us that the nation of Israel, though you and I see it in the land as a nation and as an entity amongst all the nations, though restored to this degree, has been brought to the land for the specific purpose that God might deal with them in that period of trouble to come and bring them to their knees in repentance, in confession, and in restoration to their Jehovah. Beloved, we're living on the very threshold of what may soon be that great period of great tribulation for Israel. My beloved, may I take the opportunity to bring before my listeners the importance of realizing the threshold of these future events we are treading upon. My beloved, if you realize, if this has any important realization to your conscience and to your heart, surely you and I should recognize the coming of the Lord is near. Now, I wish to make a definite relationship clear regarding this time of trouble for Israel and in relation to the present time in which we are living. You and I are still living when the church is upon the earth. While God has not completed his specific program for the consummating of the church, God is now building his church. The souls that are saved today, whether Jew, whether Gentile, who believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, they specifically and they eternally belong to the church, which is the body of Christ, which is to be the bride of Christ, which we have seen in our preceding studies concerning the church and its future, will be united in eternal matrimony to be the eternal object of the affections of her Lord. We are still upon the earth as far as the church period is concerned, but the study that we are now following in relation to Israel will not take place until the church has been removed from the earth. I again, without apology for the many times I've repeated the fact, I would again emphasize the return of the Lord for his church is very imminent. It may be at any moment we shall hear the shout of a descending Savior. And let me quote what will take place. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So that, my beloved listener, may I point out to you that though we are studying the time of Israel's greatest trouble, before that time will convene and be in existence, and it cannot be far off, the church will be taken out of the earth. Now, may I ask my radio friend, are you sure that you are saved and confident that when that rapture of the saints, which I have quoted from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17, when that takes place, will you be amongst the number who shall be taken to glory? I trust that you will. For this is the most important fact regarding this study for you, as well as for me, to be sure of salvation now and ready to depart when the Lord comes for his own. For it is after that departure of the church, what we are studying, and as Daniel was told, these events will take place. Let me read the words of Daniel again. There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, for the children of thy people. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. I hope, my radio friend, your name is in the book of the Lamb today. Make sure that it is. Father, bless, sanctify thy truth to the glory of our Savior and the blessing of all, for Jesus' sake.